details. And then we went to the Nyon of the Pitul. Now we have a Indian. Where Yehuda comes and says, for Yehuda himself. So now we had a Yehuda Marad. Here of Yehuda himself comes along and says, Haboidek Tzorach Shiyavorech. He has to make a bracha on the Bedik. Now, the Gemara goes through a whole sugya, which we'll try to work on. But this sugya is called the sugya of Birchas HaMitzvahs. Birchas HaMitzvahs, the Chachamim u'Masakin, and when a person does a mitzvah, besides the mitzvah itself, he should make a bracha. So Rav Yehuda came along and said that just like by putting on tefillin, sukkah, other mitzvahs, min ha-Torah, mitzvahs midirabbanan, mikra megillah, when a person does a mitzvah, whether min ha-Torah, midirabbanan, he is supposed to make a bracha. The Gemara Shaila is, what should be the nusach of the bracha? So before we... There's really two main parts of the sugya. What is the nusach of the bracha? And when should the bracha be made? Before the mitzvah or after the mitzvah? Those are the two main parts of the sugya, which are not only here, but Bechlal teach us Hilchas brachas. What is the nusach of the bracha and the zman of bracha? But there's one nekuda we'd like to work on. A very interesting. I saw that kind of a while back. And it fits in over here very well. The Chora, you could ask a very long Shikashi. How could a Yehuda come and say that Haboide, when a person makes Bedika, he's supposed to make a Bracha? It's like Silite Rashi and Silite Tosis. The famous Machlokes Rashi and Tosis. Why do you make a Bedika in the first place? So Rashi says, in order not to be Evan Bal Yeruah. Tosfos says that you shouldn't come to be over on Achila. Where do you see that you make a bracha on a lav? L'chora, the bedika here is to protect in order not to be over on a lav. So the Achrayim, I forget exactly where I saw it, but I got it. It's a nice l'chora. It's hard to think about.
It's also about stay up.
Oh, good. So L'chaira, Avram's tiny, no, maybe the Bedika is for Tashbisu. So first of all, Rashi doesn't attack Eshver, it's a child on Rashi. Why didn't Rashi say it? Rashi should have said, somebody, the Rishonim should have said, Boitkin, because of Tashbisu. And the Ram, for this you have a Rush. The Rush speaks out that no, there's no Tashbisu at night. L'chaira, this depends on the famous Shiloh, whether Achamet She'eni Yadua, if you don't know if you have chametz in the house, maybe Tashbisu is no Pashtus and Machlokes Rishonim. But if Rashi doesn't mention it, Tosfos doesn't mention it, Achora, there's no Tashbisu yet. So if you're not doing it to Tashbisu, you're only doing it to protect against the lav, so why do you make a book? So the simplest, the most sadistic way to answer this is like this. When the Rabbanan came along and said that you're supposed to make Bedika, even with Bitul, Bitul is not enough, for whatever reason, you have to make Bedika. They did not just make a Gezerah for a mitzvah. They didn't just make, in order to protect you, not to be Ervan Allah, they made a Gezerah. The Chachamah made a Takana. There's two types of Dirabbanan Dikadina. There's some Dirabbanan Dikadina which are called the Gezerah. Moshe, Muktzah, don't touch Muktzah, don't touch a pen on Shabbat, so you shouldn't come to write. You're not going to make a bracha. When you put your pen away here of Shabbat, you don't make a bracha. Because that's a gezerah. An gezerah which is only to protect you from a lav, it's not a positive mitzvah. And when the gezerah does not apply, sometimes the gezerah falls off. It's only because of the gezerah. What the takonas hachamim of bit of bedika was, it's a takonah, like Purim, like Chanukah. Those are not Rabbanan Dikah Gezeres, Rabbanan Dikah Takonah. And once the Rabbanan make a takonah, it becomes a mitzvah, saseh mid Rabbanan, to do a maisa bedika. it starts off with a gzera, but the Rabbanan didn't just keep it as a gzera. The Rabbanan established a new mitzvah. The harai, even when the tam goes away, l'moshel by maskir and seicher. Shaila, if the maskir still has the keys, even though he's not going to be eating it, but if he had the keys at night, he has the chi of the Rabbanan to be baited. So if that shows us that it's more than a gzera, the Rabbanan becomes a takana. If it's a takana, it's a mitzvah sasim, and the Rabbanan to make a bedika, even though the shayrish, the root of it, is a gzera, not to be over on lavim, but the Rabbanan have a power to make a mitzvah sasim, and the Rabbanan, that's why you make a broker.
Why should this gzera all of a sudden become a takana, and the other...
Sometimes the Rabbanan left it. That's a nice challenge. In how far the Chachamim went, that we have to have a munis Chachamim. I mean, you have to go Shas to be able to know exactly. Sometimes gerzing zera l'gzera taisa, even though we have a call ain zera l'gzera taisa, says sometimes in Beit there are exceptions. Marasayin, I feel b'chadre chadorim also. Sometimes b'chadre chadorim in zera the Rabbanan the gezachin ain lo lo l'mash yom l'chazal. You have to go. It's hard to say reason.
With the lava of the
Vika. No. The Kasha was the Rashi used to say that the Mishnah that says he's supposed to make the Vika is not to be over on the lava. So why should you make a broken just to protect yourself from the lava? The answer is because the Rabbana wanted to protect us from the lava, they came along and they made a mitzvah asay with the Rabbana. So the broken is going on the asay. The Rabbana is not going. We don't make a bracha shekhi nishanu shaloi lava lebal yiruah bal yimotzei. We make it levayir esachomet. So this would be the beginning. Hopefully, at the end of this year, we'll come back to this nekuda about a bracha which is said that brachas are only made on mitzvahs ma'isis. They're made on mitzvahs that are done on mitzvahs asay, not on mitzvahs lotzis. Now we'll go into the other two nekudas, the two main nekudas of the sukkah. We'd like to work on first, in other words, the nekuda of the nusach of the bracha, really, even though the Gemara starts off with al and levayir, whether the word al is for the future or for the past, but first you have to know when he's supposed to be making the bracha. So therefore we're going to work on the second part of the sugya first. The second part of the sugya is called a mitzvah, oiva alein. We're going to talk about this mana mitzvah first. And the mela, after with Tervea, when do you make the bracha? Then you realize what should be the nusach. But till you know at what point you're making the bracha, you can't start clearing ovara osa, because it depends at what point you're holding on. Are you before the mitzvah or after the mitzvah? Now, in this klal, we have a very interesting. The Babli, Vipaskin, mitzvahs, oivalein, oivalasiyos. You're supposed to make the mitzvah before. There's one exception that the Gemara brings down. The exception is tevila by a ger, because it's not shayach before. Now, but where it's shayach, the mitzvah should be done before. In Yerushalmi, the Rosh Sameach brings down in Hilchos Brachos. Yerushalmi says there's two sheets. One says oivel asiyosan. Before, and once she says b'shas asir. Now, this would of course only apply to mitzvahs which are not done in 1 second. There are a lot of exceptions, but I'm trying to give you the basic rule. The Yerushalmi says wherever possible, you should make it during the mitzvah. You should not make it before the mitzvah, because the Yerushalmi is afraid maybe he won't get a chance to make the mitzvah. Kalilo, something emergency come up or something. And therefore, he should make it b'shas. But we paskin like the Babli, that the Rambam paskin, that it should be over last year. Now, second sheet, one sheet in Yerushalmi, but the Yerushalmi says another sheet to b'shas asiyosan, because of the chash, maybe he will not be able to fulfill. Okay. Now, in this sheet of Agamor, that says, we paskin that oivel asiyosan, the mitzvah is supposed to be done before. So we have a big machlokes rishayim. Vega brings it down, and then I saw other rishayim. Remember, this whole shmooze is all in takanas chacham. In our Torah, there's no brachas. There's only a shiloh. The only brachas, brachas hamoz and avada. Brachas haTorah is a suffix. There's all shiloh, brachas haTorah, where it's been derived in the rabbanon. Our brachas are only the rabbanon. So when you're dealing with the rabbanon, you're not dealing with psukim, you're dealing with takanas chazal. But even in that, there's all achrayim take apart how did the chachamim, what gedorim did they give to the mitzvah?
And you do the
mitzvah
first?
What?
You do the mitzvah and then the
bracha? No. Before you do that. First you make the bracha and then you do the mitzvah. That's what we pass. The only exception is tevila by ger because it's not shayach, because it's not a yid yet, so the bracha is not called. Now, in this, in all other brachas, where you're supposed to make them before the mitzvah, what if we have a machlekes in the Rambam and the Agos HaShri and Kulin? A very important machlokes, which is nege halacha l'maisa. Since it comes up, mamash halacha l'maisa. What would be if a person forgot and he did the mitzvah and then he reminds himself and he makes the bracha after he did the mitzvah, correct?
And he finishes it?
He finished it completely. It's now 5 minutes later. He's still there. Can he make the bracha? Now, the Rambam paskens, it's too late. You missed it. You can't make the bracha anymore. It's not ma'akir. We have a klal, call a bracha saying ma'akir. The schar of the mitzvah he'll get, the mitzvah. But the bracha he can't say. The Agos HaShri says, l'dieved, if you didn't make the bracha and before the mitzvah, you can still make it after the mitzvah. Now, just like before the mitzvah, you know, you're about to do the mitzvah a minute or two before, you can make the bracha, then you do the mitzvah. I mean, you can't make the bracha and then you can't have a hefsik. You can't have a hefsik from a different room, if you may make a bracha on a mitzvah, it has to be in front of you. But just like the same, as much as time before the mitzvah, the same time after the mitzvah. What is the hezra of the Madis Machlokes Rishonim? So the Yeshivisha, the simplest, yeah.
The Rambam says no.
The Rambam says you're not. You can't make the bracha anymore. The Agos HaShri says
what?
By tefila, by tefila, because by tefila the chachamim made that was a new type of a bracha. That was a new chachamim. That's right. It's good. It's a good point you bring up. I tefila you do make after. The Gemara says since it's impossible to do it before, so the takanas chachamim was you have to do it after. Do it after. But where the takanas chachamim was to do it before. And then you did not fulfill the takanas chachamim, you missed the bracha. Any mitzvah, all these all klolim. So far, we're going by all mitzvahs are supposed to be made the bracha before the mitzvah. And if you made it, if you did the mitzvah first, Rabbi Machlokes Rishonim, did you lose the bracha? That's the Ktzoyis, the Rishonim is the kasha and stuff. What?
Keep on giving stuff.
Yeah, there's a whole particular term on why certain mitzvahs there's no brachas. That's a whole Torah about that. Certain mitzvahs there are one and we're not mistaken. Alright, so there's shailas something. The cases are on the mitzvahs, there's a lot of Torah on that. Okay, but here at Mori Dikacha. So what's the simplest way to be mazid in Machlokes Rishonim is like this. The Rambam held that the bracha was made as a chelik of the maizis. When the bracha, when the chachamim was sakin brachas, the chachamim said, you could say that it's a chelik of the mitzvah, and you could say a shtikel pshat that it's the chachamim say the bracha is supposed to give you the kavana for the mitzvah. You have a call mitzvah tzrichas kavana, and every bracha asher kedishanu. The purpose of the bracha is the kavana that you should prepare yourself for the mitzvah. So it's a chelik of the mitzvah. Therefore, the Rambam holds b'di'evit. If you made the mitzvah done already, so you can't make the bracha. You don't lose the mitzvah, but that chelik of the mitzvah you lost because it was created as a part of the mitzvah. Once the mitzvah is done already, it's finished. What?
It's just the opposite. You didn't finish the mitzvah then. So you should be able to, not finish it.
No, I mean, if they made it part, so you didn't finish the mitzvah yet. I like the lomus. So if I can, to give it a little smoother, let's say they made it as a preparation. Again, that's why I like two. If you say that they made it as a hachana, as a preparation for the mitzvah, but you did the mitzvah without the preparation, you can't prepare later on. You can't eat first and then set the table. So it tells you, it's like getting it ready to do the mitzvah. If you missed it, you missed it. Asha'en came, the Goyes HaShri holds that the fakir, the mitzvah is machayev abro. If you're about to do, when you go to do a mitzvah, the chacham added another mitzvah. Not only putting on tefillin, but thanking Hashem for the mitzvah tefillin. So even if you did the bracha, you have a new, it's a separate chiyuv. In other words, it's not attached to the mitzvah. It comes because you're doing the mitzvah, you get another mitzvah to make a bracha. But it's not like one mitzvah. It's not like one ma'aseh. So if it's not like one ma'aseh, even if you finished it already, even if you finished the still, you had a chiyuv of the bracha, that chiyuv of the bracha you could fulfill even afterwards, because it wasn't made to be connected. It doesn't have to remain, it's not a preparation for the mitzvah. It's a separate mitzvah, the rabbanon, that every mitzvah that you do requires a bracha. So therefore you could do it later on. Yeah. Oh, so the chachila, according to that shita, the chachila do it before because you'll have the kavana. In other words, you'll accomplish everything. There's more brings a pasuk. It's better to do it. But the pshat, it's only a better. It's only a mila. Good. I like your taina. According to the shita, the Goyes HaShri, really the bracha is eat any time. But it's better to do it before. If you didn't do it before, then you do it after. According to the Rambam, it's not pshat. It's better. It's nicer to do it before. According to the Rambam, it's only a preparation. And if you miss the preparation, you can't do it anymore. Now, in the Rambam Shita, Makari, you can clear an interesting shayla. In the Rambam Shita, will hold that you can, if you did already the mitzvah, you cannot make the bracha later. A new point. In the Rambam, after we said, the Rambam takes this Gemara literally, that a mitzvah has to, that every bracha has to be done before. And if you do it after, do the mitzvah without the bracha, you missed it, you can clear a shayla. What would be Toich Kedei Dibur? If within Shalom Aleichem, Rabbi Murray. In other words, there's a klal in Shas, Toich Kedei Dibur Kedibur Dom. For Moshele, you make a business transaction. You could change your mind within Toich Kedei Dibur. Within three or four, the Shalom Poiskim, what's Toich Kedei Dibur? Three words, Shalom Aleichem, Rabbi, Shalom Aleichem, Rabbi Murray. The whole Torah even knows, even in that. But there's a klal, Toich Kedei Dibur, in other words, Mamish, 2 seconds, Kedibur Dom. By a bracha, if you say a kela kodesh, teich kedei dibur, you just say a melech kodesh. Because teich kedei dibur, kedibur domi. So what would be lagabi brachas?
Maybe you didn't say shas, maybe you didn't say kedibur.
What?
Maybe that's being asked, or that's when we didn't read to the
Yashan,
we
said shas.
We said
paskin. I know, we paskin kedim, that's supposed to be.
Well,
that's the shayla, with the Rambam be moide, that if you made it, according to the Rambam, you can clear the shas also. According to the Rambam, some of the Rambam would be made that the shas would be good. The shayla, what would be la'ach toich kedei dibur after you did the ma'isa mitzvah? Would you also be able to chap the bracha?
But didn't we say that Goyes HaShri said you had much time after you had to make the bracha?
We only cleared the Rambam. That's written in the Rambam shayla. No, Goyes HaShri is no shayla.
No, because we said that Goyes HaShri said you make the bracha afterwards. So we just said a second ago that was the amount of time you have to make the bracha at the beginning.
No, that's not good.
That's the same amount of time.
Not that way. When you make a bracha, you don't need teich kedei dibur. You can make a bracha. There's no halacha teich kedei dibur.
What's how much time is there to this?
As long as there's no heschadas, as long as there's no call teich kedei dibur. Okay, that's the kind of bracha before. There's not. You can make a bracha. When you make a bracha on tefillin, you don't have to teich. You know, you shouldn't be mesiach, but there's no halacha that mamish has to be some. There shouldn't be any hefsek in between. All right, you hear? But in the Rambam shita. So you can clear a shayla. There's a lumdish of shayla. What teich kedei dibur is? This could be told. There's a few ways to handle it. I don't want to give. Want you should know this klal. We have a klal teich kedei dibur kedibur dom. That by most things, if the next within three, we'll call it 2 seconds after, you could change your mind. So the shayla is if teich kedei dibur kedibur dom is because I'll treat teir. It's like it's b'vasachas. It's as if it was done at the same time. So then. Maybe you could still chaper in the bracha because teich kedei dibur it's still not considered after the ma'isa mitzvah. But if the gedur of teich kedei dibur kedibur dami is like really you did it, but you can break what you did. The mussel, you make a business transaction, you make a deal, you put down the money, or you make a kinyan. and then Terechidei Dibur. Is the pshat is the reason why you could change your mind. It's not because it's as if it was at the same time. But the din of Terechidei Dibur is you could break it. The Torah gives you a power to break what you did already. That's only if you want to have charata. But if you want to come to make a bracha, the ma'isa mitzvah is done already, because you will not apply Terechidei Dibur, according to the Rambam, you'd not be allowed to make the bracha anymore. So we had the suffix in the Rambam, and it's totally in the gedder of Terechidei Dibur Kedibudom. Alright. So this is a shaila in the Rambam sheet. What's interesting is that the show you how this comes out halacha l'maisa. Pashtus, we pass in like the Rambam, and therefore, if you make it once you do a maisa mitzvah, you can't make a bracha anymore. So there's a gevaldik Rabbi Kiveger in Yeridayas Siman Reish Yutes Eska gevaldik kasha. The Rambam paskins like this. What would be if a person goes to do shechita? Shechita is a mitzvah, like the end of Gemara. So he's supposed to make the bracha and then shef. Yeah, nice talk. What happens if? So according to the Rambam, if he already shechted, it's too late. He can't make the bracha anymore. But the Rambam paskins, what would be if it was an animal that was a suffix trefa? He goes to shecht an animal where the animal fell down, and he's going to have to check after he shecht. He's not sure if the animal really got hurt or not. Maybe the animal swallowed a nail. He's not sure when the kuvas haveshet or not. So it's a suffix. He can't make the bracha before because maybe it's a trefa. You know, he's not doing any mitzvah by shecht. So the Rambam, you shecht and then you check. First you shecht and you check.
And you make the bracha?
What? And then the Rambam says you can make the bracha afterwards.
Why should you shecht something?
Hashaf Amaisa, he didn't have what to eat. He needed, this was the only, in Europe, those days, he asking, I mean, see, it's the kasha, if he shecht, if he goes to shecht the suffix trefa, so there are more paskins, he can make the bracha afterwards. So the Rabbi Kiveger asks, Rabbi Kiveger says, l'chor we paskin like the Rambam, and the Rambam says that you can't make a bracha. Once you already did the mitzvah, you can't make a bracha. So how could you, if you can't make it before because it's a suffix trefa. So how could you make it after? So some achrayim want to give a teretz. Oh, this is like ger. Just like by a tvilas ger. Just like by a tvilas ger. Right? The Rambam is also moida that the ger goes to the mikveh first and then makes the bracha. Because there he can't make the bracha before, so over here also. Since it's a suffix trefa, and he can't make the bracha before, so the Rambam will have to be made, and then you can make it after.
There is not a bal bracha, he's
not
a
klal
bracha.
In this case, he can't.
It might not be in a klal bracha.
No, I mean, he can, the animal, because there's a problem with the animal.
So it might not be in a klal bracha.
He can't have that.
It might not be in a klal bracha.
So the beginning himself. What? By Gary, he can't make a bracha.
Sure.
Here also he can't. I mean, he's suffix.
Right, if he would have made the bracha, suffix would have been bracha batala. By Gary, would have been no bracha. Would have been anything
he would have made. It's close, but like here, the way that Kiveger says it.
Why can you say that the reason why over there it's no good is because maybe it really he has the kavanah to make a bracha, but he can't because it might be a bracha no batala. But over there, he totally.
There's a goy. It's no bracha. A goyish bracha is not a bracha.
No. Well, we're saying, according to the first case by the Rambam, where he gets to make a bracha, right? It's maybe because he got to make a bracha. Here he has kavana.
The Rambam says
I want to make a bracha, but I can't because I have to check it out.
Well, so the Rambam says you missed it already. According to our husband, the Rambam, once you did the mitzvah already, you lost the bracha. It's not because the kavana fought.
What
the husband said in the Rambam is once you do the ma'aseh mitzvah, you lost the bracha.
When is Rambam saying that? In all cases.
What?
When is Rambam?
The Rambam says if you didn't make the bracha before, you can't make it
maybe,
after.
Maybe he doesn't. He's excluding the case by a suffix trefa. Maybe only
the question is why. You have to have a logical reason to exclude it. So the Chayyim want to say because since you can't make it before, so it's just like a ger. We're also it becomes an exclusion according to the Rambam. But there's a big deal between those two cases. What is of a kosher?
Something brought up and if you just say it off.
Yeah, I know, but later on you checked it out and you saw that it was kosher.
So
now you can make it. I mean, now there's no suffix anymore. In Lumbus, He checked it out. He saw that it was kosher.
Listen, before it was a sabbath.
Before
you can't make a problem.
Yeah, but
that's why he's able to make it afterwards.
I know, but then there's a different problem. Since he couldn't make it before, so lechayra. So is it too late or not?
Because of the cause of sabbath bracha, he can't.
Yeah, but that's not going to make it. But then, but later on, now the suffix is
still
up already.
Why should he lose out of a bracha then?
Good. So, but the problem is, but he missed it already. Lamaisi missed. He already did the ma'isa mitzvah.
What is it?
One second.
Speak it. From the time the chef.
Oh, so the Ramah says soma. The Ramah takes care of that problem. It has to be soma. I know, but the ma'isa shechita was done already. You make a problem.
It should be the same thing. If the person comes in like this, you can say a ma'isa. You can watch. If they're saying a ma'isa now, you can listen now, and then you can go and you watch and make a problem and come back to me. Because
the washing is outside
of the thing. Why shouldn't
this be outside
too? Because without it, you can't make
the bracha. Yeah, but you missed the mitzvah was done already. You're making a mitzvah, and then you're going to eat your wash and eat later. There's a shalom hepsi. Here the problem is he did the mitzvah already. Later around him, he missed the bracha. But listen to the Kivega says like this. Takes its sharper. He says like this. By ger, the mitzvah of ger, every ger can't make the bracha before. The mitzvah can never, always has to come before the bracha. Because the mitzvah of geris is making from a goy to a yid. It's never shaykh to make a bracha before. So when the chachamim were misakin a bracha on this particular mitzvah, so they said it's afterwards. But the mitzvah of shechita, 99% of the animals, you can make the bracha before. This one animal, you can't. But the rabbanon, the takana of the mitzvah was to make it before. So just because, and one, in other words, this is like a one odd case that doesn't work out. You're not going to say that that automatically becomes like ger by ger. What? Yeah, the takana was to make it before.
How do you know there was a
takana for this? Since in this case you can't do it, so it should automatically become like a new takana. Just like ger. Terence says, you just don't keep making, you can't keep switching back and forth. By ger, where everybody has to make it afterwards. So the Chachamim said, okay, they made a new kind of a bracha. That this, even though you did the Maisa Mitzvah Tzvila, you could still make it. But this is a bracha which is made on the 99% as a preparation. The Hezbollah, the Rambam is all like normal mitzvahs. Just it happened to work out that in this singular case, for one, so you don't go ahead and change the whole surah of the mitzvah. The mitzvah, the bracha was supposed to be before the mitzvah. In Lomdus, it's a Meridik Yisod, how you don't make a klal out of an exception. That's the Yisod. No, I'm talking about it. I said it was a race. It was a race. Okay, this is all on the first part, on the owl, on the zman of making the bracha. Now let's go to the other part of the Nusa. So after we know, here you see also a beautiful Gishmaka piece in the Rukhan Wasera, the Meridika piece. Now that we know that all mitzvahs are supposed to, you make the bracha first, and then you do the mitzvah. So the Gemara has a shayla, should you say, levayer chomitz would certainly be a good Nusa. Why? Because levayer means, I'm going to do the mitzvah. I'm making the bracha before, and I say levai. The suffix in the Gemara is, can I also say al? That's the way Rishayim here said. Can I, what about al birchom? Does al mean only on what I did already? Or could al also mean what I'm going to do? So the Gemara has a whole suffix, and the Gemara says like this. By mila, the Gemara says like this. You make al mila, so the Gemara says it's a raya, that al means what you're going to do. So the Gemara says it's no raya. Really, al does not mean it. But you're stuck, because you can't say lomel. Lomel would certainly mean on the future. But since he's not the one that really has the chiyah, so lomel you can't. So the next best is al. Again, in takanas chachamim, you could work it, if you don't have the first choice, you take the second choice. The Gemara has a suffix. But at the end of the Gemara comes out, and the Gemara says, al b'yukam. So according to the end of the Gemara, al, the word al, is just as good as lomel. Just like lomel means in the future, al also, if anything, is better, because al could go for both, past and future. And lomel is only in the future. So Rashi speaks out that now that we come out that the word al is you could say al bir chametz. So now everybody should say al milah, even the father, because the father, he has the mitzvah, but he should say al also, because now al is not a second choice, al is first choice. And the havamin of the Gemara, where we thought that the word al meant only in on meikara, so then the avia ben should say the best choice, which is lomu. But after we come out that al also means lahaba, so and let everybody say the same nusa. Everybody, according to the maskana sa gemara, v'dochusa al biyachom. It is a pel on the Rambam. The Rambam paskins that the avia ben makes lomu. And when somebody else makes the mila, I'm not getting into the whole Torah, which shlichus, without shlichus, big Torah that itself. But let's say without shlichus. Then other people who make the mila say al hamila. So the kasha is, according to this Gemara, negative Gemara, the Gemara comes out that the word al means in the future also. So why taka? Why should Avia Ben have to say Lomo? He should say Nusach. Wouldn't it be nicer? All Chal Yisrael should say the same Nusach. Rav Chanan Zuchan Levrocha says, "Marry the Keter." The Rambam goes to Shitas. The Rambam learned the Pshat, the Hilchasa Al Bir Chometz, differently than Rashi, and therefore, even though we pass in Al Bir Chometz, the Avia Ben has to say Lomo. Why? Because if you look in the Rambam, in Perek, I think Tezvov, Mehilchos Brochos, the Rambam says you say Al Bir Chometz, but the Rambam comes out with a meridic reason. Why do you say it? Not like the way Poshet we learn. Poshet we learn, why do you say Al? Because the word Al means in the future. So you could say Al Bir Chometz. The Rambam says the reason why you say Al Bir Chometz is because the mitzvah of you, when you go to make the bracha, you did the mitzvah already. It's just like lulav, just like lulav and esrig. What did the Gemara say about lulav and esrig? Why do you say al? And the Gemara said it. Because it's always after, because as soon as you take it in your hand, you don't even have to shake it. Then I tell you, you don't even have to shake it all. Yeah. Oh, no, that's to do with fakir. But again, in places, the whole sheet is, in this Gemara portion, you're yoy to the mitzvah. Right, and as soon as you yotze, what you still the mitzvah keeps going. So memela, you got the mitzvah, and then you make the bracha. So you say al, because al means I already started the mitzvah, or I completed, or at least I started it. So the Rambam says, whenever a person at night goes to make the bedikah, fits in beautiful what I said before yesterday's shir. Like from the tzlach and the divrei chaim. Whenever you go to make bedikah, there's an automatic bittul. If there's an automatic bittul, so before you get the words of the bracha out of your mouth, there's bittul in your mind. So if there's bittul in your mind, so technically minatara, you're already mekayim the mitzvah. Minatara, bittul, especially if you learn like Rashi, has bisu. But every bittul is the one should lay, but still it helps. No, we said yesterday that you don't have to. Okay. First believe is only when it says it. But when a person thinks in his mind the right kavana, there's an automatic bittul. So the Rambam Mechor is also a riot to that word of the slach and of the divrei chaim. That there's always an automatic bittul when you go to make the bedikah. So it comes out, by the time you make the bedikah, you have already started, you've already had bittul belayed. So that's why you have to make al, because you're really making the bracha after. It's like, it's going to be taka like tefillas ger. And like wulav, which is always coming. First, you're starting the ma'aseh mitzvah, and then you're making the bracha. So therefore, you say al, because according to this, al is taka on before. So therefore, it's very geshmak. The Rambam l'shitas say paskins, but by birchas mitzvah mila, a mitzvah vila, the avia ben has to say lomu, because by mila, where you make the bracha first and then you do the ma'aseh mitzvah. So you have to say lomel, because lomel is for the future. You can't say al, because al means before. So the Rambam learns the maskanas ha-gemora, and it's very geshmak. The Gemara says, ein achinami.
In other words, when the Gemara says Ein Echanami that you say Lomul, that's because the Rama, even though, because that's how it blives Halacha L'maisi. Even though you say Al Bir Chometz, because Al Bir Chometz is you already have the mitzvah of Bir Chometz. Even the Takanas Chacham you don't have yet, it gets tricky. Because the Chari, the Takanas Chacham you didn't do yet. But the Rama says since you have the Bittul already, in other words, at least part of the mitzvah you already have, so therefore you have to say Al, which shows I'm making a bracha on something that I already started. So, according to this, that's why the Rambam paskins, but by Mila he has to say Lomel. This is as far as the second akuda. We covered the chosin, and we're going to add a third, another shtickle. In this sugi over here, there's a bracha, the Birchas Erisin has many chidushim. The Birchas Erisin, according to what we're saying now, in this Gemara, Bechara, you should go ahead and you should say the bracha of Erisin, Bechara, should be made before they go under the chuppah, before he gives her the ring. We have such a minig that way. But there are some shittas who hold that you're supposed to make the bracha afterwards. Some shittas hold that you make the bracha after he gives her the ring, after he's mekadesh. That's one chiddush. But in the nusach of the bracha, we find two chiddushim in the nusach of the bracha. That says we don't even say lekadesh or al kiddush. The nusach of the bracha doesn't even say about the mitzvah to marry a woman. Okay, the nusach of the bracha to marry is v'tzivonu al harayis v'aso lanas harusa v'itu lanas hanesuas. So the Aruch HaShulchan Tag asked the Kasha, Bechari, we're making a bracha on a lav. But also, Lona Sarukas, the Shivonu Al Haroyah. It comes out. What? That the Lashon is Vitzivonu Al Haroyah. Right? So the Kasha, the Aruch HaShulchan, this is what I told you, it goes back to the beginning of the Shir. Bechari, this is a bracha that we're making on the lav, not to marry anybody you're not allowed to marry. It says, Vihitu Lona Sarukas. But the question is, why does it say Vitzivonu al harayis? That's a lot. Vitzivonu al harayis, not to marry an Eshesish, not to marry Kroivim. It says Vitzivonu al harayis. But also lonas harusay. Vihitir lonas anasuas. Vihitir lonas. Vaishnais is a heter. It doesn't say that there's the mitzvah Vitzivonu. Vitzivonu is al harayis. Vitzivui, Bechari should have said Vitzivonu lekadesh is. The Kaddish Isha. What? Yeah. The Tivon al Arayis, but the Arayis are all lavim. And the third difference is the bracha that we make is Chupa v'Kiddushin, Mechor v'Kiddushin comes before Chupa. All the Kashin is washed. Why does it say the Kaddish Hamo Yisro? Hitlans and Suris Lona Ide Chupa v'Kiddushin. Chupa is Nisuin. Kiddushin is Erizin. First you Makadish the Isha, the Kesef Shtar Bia, whatever the Kiddushin is made, and then in Zmana Gemara a year later came Chupa. Today we make it all together. But Lachara knows the year last year knows big Torah. Well, he's attacking make Chupa before Kiddushin. Big problems, big shallows if it's called a Chupa, because first you have to make the Kenyan. Giving the kesef is like a ma'isa kinyan, isha niknis, and then comes chuppa, which makes her an isha gemura, lafaras mandorim, and all the other inyan. So lachara, all these kashas show us there's something different. Another kasha is the husband should have to make. Why is the misada kedushin? That's the biggest covered and developed and everything. Why should it be that the misada kedushin should be made by somebody else? Mitzvah, I mean, the person who does the ma'isa mitzvah should do it. So the Aruch HaShulchan says, I don't know if he says by himself or he says b'shem other, he says Yisod Nur. This is Yisod Chiddush Gadol, that the mitzvah, the bracha, is not a regular Birchas HaMitzvah. It's not a Birchas HaMitzvah for a person going who's about to be Mekadosh, like putting on tefillah. The Aruch Shaila, there is it's a mitzvah to be Mekadosh. Maybe it's only a Heksha mitzvah, the mitzvah is Puruvu. It's not a real Birchas HaMitzvah. What is it? It's a Birchas HaShevach. Birchas HaShevach means it's like Hallel.
It doesn't. It's not a halakha like it's chelik of the ma'is of kedushin. So that's why you could zikha do it afterwards, because it's not. Even the Rambam will be ma'ida that you could do it afterwards to the Eved if you didn't do it before, because it's not a brichas hamitzvah. Agamora, the Rambam sheet is only brichas hamitzvahs. You have to make the bracha before it, and if you lost it, if you did the mitzvah. But a brichas hashevach, which is a praise to Hashem, is like a hallel. It's like a tefillah. But what is the tefillah on? Here comes the biggest switch. When it says, so it's a birchas ha-shevach, not for this particular marriage that's going to be in such and such a time and such and such a hall. It's a bracha for Kedushas Yisrael. The Kal Yisrael is a holy nation. And that's why we say v'tzivonu al arayis, because the tzivui not to marry, all the kedushim and arayis, the Kedusha of Kal Yisrael is that they have a tzivui, they can only marry a certain person, one person, and all. So the arayis, the tzivon arayis, is the kedushas Yisrael. That's what makes Kal Yisrael holy. And then he finishes off the kadosh hamo Yisrael, the chuppah kedushin. Doesn't mean the canopy with the flowers, with the ring. Chuppah means kafalim harkigigis. How did Kal Yisrael get holy? Because there was a chuppah. What was the chuppah? Before Matan Torah, there was chuppah. First, Hashem put the mountain on top of the Yidden and said that they have to accept the Torah or else. So that mountain was the chuppah. Matan. Kaf Aleim Har was chuppah. Then came Kedushin through Matan Torah. Bishas Matan Torah first was chuppah and then Kedushin. In other words, the way Hashem, like a Chosin and Kala, by Marmon Har Sinai, first there was chuppah, which was the Har Kegigis, the mountain was on top of them, and then Hashem gave the Torah, which was the Etzem Maisa Kedushin. So it's Meredik, Halacha L'Maisa, especially the Frat Nechosim, who under the chuppah should realize that when he's getting married, the Pshat is not just giving, he's not making a bracha that he himself is making a Maisa Mitzvah. He's saying that Klal Yisrael as a whole, and all Anishom is all of us together, were Tachas Maimed Har Sinai, which was a chuppah and Kedushin, and whenever a couple get married, they give a bracha on Klal Yisrael. That's a much, but for the Maisa, that's why there's so many differences. What? That's right. That's why it's not the chosim. Okay, it's not the chosim. It's dafka given to somebody. Okay, it's some out to show that it's for everybody.
Okay.